This is WAMU 88.5's Morning Edition. I'm Matt McCleskey. Well, it's no secret the Washington region has some of the nation's highest housing costs. And with Amazon's HQ2 coming to Crystal City, anxiety is mounting about one issue in particular. What's going to happen to local housing prices? Joining us now with a breakdown is WAMU's business and development reporter, Ali Schweitzer. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the million-dollar question, is Amazon going to single-handedly raise the cost of housing in our region?
Well, my million-dollar answer is no. I mean, there's no doubt we're going to see some opportunistic landlords or realtors looking for higher prices with Amazon on the way. But, you know, big picture wise, economists say Amazon will not alone raise housing costs in the region, at least not that significantly. And really, it's because, you know, 25,000 jobs, which is what they're expected to be bringing here, is kind of a drop in the bucket when you compare it to how many jobs this region usually absorbs in a year. I mean, over the last 3 years, this area has added about 50,000 jobs annually. Amazon is talking about adding half that over at least 10 years. So that's a trickle. That's not a flood. It's also important to take into account the current housing situation right now and the fact that, you know, we're already in the midst of a housing crisis. I mean, there's a severe shortage of housing, which is a leading reason we have such high costs right now. And looking ahead, there's not nearly enough housing in the pipeline to meet projected demand. That's a problem without Amazon. I like the way that economist Yesham Sayan-Taylor at the DC Policy Center put it. She says what's been termed the Amazon effect is more likely to be an unimpressive flare in the region's chronic housing crisis.
A chronic housing crisis. So Amazon single-handedly changing things all that much. Still, though, as you said, it certainly does cost a lot to live here. What does it all mean with Amazon coming as well for low and middle income residents already here? Are they going to be priced out?
Well, certainly lower and middle income residents, especially if the renters are already being priced out. And if conditions remain what they are, they will continue to be even without Amazon. Our region's housing shortage cannot be laid at the feet of any single employer in the region. The fact is market rate affordable housing is disappearing, and it's challenging to build and preserve subsidized affordable housing because land and real estate are so expensive. Developers need millions of dollars in subsidies to build affordable housing, and it can be a very long, complicated process. We also have a lot of restrictive zoning and other constrictions on development in the region that block density. So meanwhile, it's relatively easy to buy luxury condos because you can get buyers who cover the developer's costs with high sale prices. So basically, low and middle income people here already face an extremely challenging housing landscape, and Amazon alone probably won't worsen their fortunes.
Well, as you said earlier, Amazon says it plans to hire 25,000 workers over time, the next decade or so. Do we have a sense of where they're going to live?
Actually, yes. But first, to be clear, I mean, some of those 25,000 workers might already live here. We're not likely to see caravans of tech workers, you know, being imported into Crystal City from San Francisco. Those employees are going to be hired gradually, and they might not all be from somewhere else. But the Fuller Institute at George Mason University is projecting that most Amazon workers are actually going to live in Fairfax. I believe they base that on estimates of those workers' incomes, their age, and current worker patterns in the region. And after Fairfax, the Institute expects Arlington to house a good chunk of those workers, followed by D.C.
Well, real estate, of course, always a hot topic around the Washington region. So what about people who are thinking about buying or selling a house or condo? With Amazon now coming into the region, is now the time for them to act?
That's definitely been on the lips of many prospective homebuyers and sellers in the region. According to a Sotheby's executive I interviewed yesterday, the time to buy is definitely now. If you are concerned that housing costs could rise even a little bit in the coming months. But that same executive told me selling is a trickier question, mostly because, you know, we don't know how much sales prices are going to rise. If you subscribe to the belief that Amazon is going to drive a frenzy of demand, or that demand overall anyway is going to continue to outstrip supply, then you might want to wait a couple of years to sell. But also look at it this way. Right now, if you own a home near transit, it's never really a bad time to sell. I mean, the folks at Sotheby's would probably advise you to just go ahead and sell based on market conditions today and not ones we may or may not see in a few years or more.
WAMU business and development reporter Ali Schweitzer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Morning Edition on WAMU 88.5.